Poorly Read.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Read.
Hello, I just creamed my hands and I grabbed our microphone that's covered in sellotape and it feels all slippy.
Yeah, it's all sticky.
It's going to slide right out my hand and just plop on the floor.
Well, look forward to that.
Yeah, a broken microphone is all we need for a good podcast.
It's one of the key ingredients.
It is.
Like creamy hands.
Creamy hands and a broken microphone. That sounds like a sort of like a garage duo, didn't it?
Take it, I'd be creamy hands. But oh, it's a German character, so it's like hands.
Yeah, and I'm just like broken mic. Creamy hands and broken mic. Yeah. What would our song be?
I don't know.
Maybe like it'd be called like Funny Face.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm. How do you make like the garage sound with your mouth? Because it's like clipped beats that sound sort of like uber compressed. Like. You're like, oh.
All that.
Yeah. Look at me with your funny face.
Cream your hands.
Ah, fucking hell. What are we talking about today, Thomas?
Fucking more Buffy, mate.
Yeah, start of season two.
Yeah, season two. Yeah. Season two.
What's season two in Russian? Yeah. Fucking hell, yeah, season two.
Yeah,
everyone's a lot hotter now.
Yeah, I noticed that as well. Yeah.
Everyone without fail has lost like 20 pounds.
Yep,
and got different hair.
I think that actually is one of my notes.
Which is like, it's like good for them, but also bad for them, because you can just tell that like either someone said or they felt like the Hollywood pressure. You know,
yeah, or just, you know, people who are already pretty attractive got some money.
I don't think it was that.
No?
No, for almost certain, especially for the women, someone probably said, like you need to lose some weight for season two.
Eesh.
Or they were like, they felt pressured that they had to, you know.
Hmm.
Buffy was like very like normal sized, healthy looking girl in season one. Now she looks like Hollywood thin, and it's like, okay. Xander's like beefed up a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, they all look good. It's just, I was like, yeah. I don't think this was entirely like your choice, but here we go. The 90s.
Oof.
Everyone's smoking cigarettes and pulling weights.
Pulling weights?
Yeah. But you can push or pull weights. You should do both for a balanced workout routine.
Yeah, so if you could get on that for season two.
Giles.
Yeah. Yeah, Giles is like a fucking bodybuilder in season three.
She needs a hot watcher.
I'm supposed to be like combat training her. It only makes sense.
Anyway, fucking hell. Buffy, episode one, season two, when she was bad.
When she was bad.
Yeah, when she was bad.
Yeah.
How'd you say that in Russian?
I don't know.
Should we check?
Yes.
Should we say all the titles in Russian?
Yeah, when she was bad is the first one, in case you'd forgot it in the last few seconds.
When she was bad.
Когда она была плохой.
Oh, fuck. Когда она была плохой.
When the bad guy sang.
There you go.
Yeah, when the bad guy sang. I like that. Wasn't over till the bad guy sang.
That's our next song.
For creamy hands and broken mic.
When the bad guy sang, oh.
Creamy hands.
Zad and Willow walking down the street singing, ooh, la, la, la.
Doing movie quotes.
Yeah. Like
the easiest movie quotes imaginable. But I mean, I could get them.
Yeah. And then Xander puts his ice cream cone on Willow's nose.
Yeah.
Not the whole cone. He just dabs her nose with some cream.
He face plants her into his ice cream.
When he goes to kiss her.
Yeah, they almost get kissy.
Yeah. But then a vampire comes along. He's like, oh, arg. Or grr, arg.
Yes, depending on its dialect.
Yes. I don't grr, arg, is it right? And they're like, ah! And then Buffy's like, She comes out of nowhere. She pops out of the ground.
Yeah,
she
comes back, motherfucker.
Yeah. And she kicks him onto a tree branch and he goes, that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really underwhelming, the way these vampires die.
He just turned into a sack of talcum powder.
Yeah.
Don't breathe it in, it's cancerous. Anyway, fucking on the Buffy's like, hi, guys. Do you miss me?
No, like, actually, we were about to do a thing.
Yeah, and she's about to put my penis in her mouth until it was an ice cream cone.
Yeah. She thinks that's ice cream on her nose right now.
That's not ice cream, Willow, that's my DNA. Anyway, fucking hell, like, Buffy's like, oh, God, and they all, like, hug Buffy. And they're like, yes. Oh, when'd you get back? And she's like, oh, just a minute ago. And I happened just to be walking right, just... Everything in Sunnydale happens within like a 3 meter radius, it seems.
Yeah.
Everyone's always where they're supposed to be at all times.
And it really doesn't take them very long to get from where they are to the next place they need to be. Like one scene transition max.
Yeah. It's so true. Fucking hell.
It's a small town. What can I say?
Small town, big heart. Anyway, so fucking hell. Back at Buffy's house, her dad and her mum are like unpacking shit. My dad's like, you know, Buffy really sucks. And mum's like, yeah, I know.
I hate that bitch.
Should we just kill her and say it was an accident? Is it too late to get an abortion?
Well, there are a lot of coat hangers in here.
But yeah, her dad's like, oh, Buffy's been so distant. All I did was take her shopping. And I was like, oh. And then they just decide to kiss. And Buffy comes home and sees them fucking on the bed. It's like, Mom, Dad, not on top of my new prom dress.
Be careful of the hangers. I think I get a sister at some point, but I don't think this is how it happens.
My dad's like, oh, sorry, Buffy. I was just trying to give your mom a pre-abortion by sparing her with my penis, I guess.
A pre-abortion. Abortion prep, if you will.
Yeah, just to make sure that we don't get another one of you. We never told you this, Buffy, but I did drive your mom to the clinic on that day. We got inside, but the doctor was sick, so we had to come back home. And your mum was just...
Doctor
like,
was a vampire and you slayed him.
Oh, God. What I do like, though, is that the dad is like the dad still from the first season.
Well, they didn't recast him.
Yeah, I hate that in shows when they recast like family members and stuff. It's like, I notice, okay?
Yeah.
But they didn't, so I'm glad.
Yes.
1 point to Joss. Anyway, first day back at school, and Giles and Jenny are almost having sex on the playground with their eyes.
Ew.
They're just touching their corneas together.
Oh, sounds gross.
I don't mind.
Should we do it?
We both go into work, we've got like pink eye.
Yeah. How did you guys get that? You have to listen to Poorly Read to find out.
Oh, God. And so the trio fucking run into Giles and it's like, hello, Buffy.
Buffy, I say.
Buffy.
Oh, I say.
Yeah, Buffy, you cut your hair.
Grow it back right now. I don't like it.
Buffy, can I touch my cornea to yours? What's a cornea? No, let's think. They're talking about vampires. Like, Giles, you saw a vampire last night.
No.
No, you don't say.
On this TV show?
Yes. What did he want? We'll put it to suck our blood.
I must consult my books.
I must consult this extra heavy book. And he squeezes his bicep and just like, yeah, there it is.
And he hulks out of his... librarian suit.
Yeah, but his glasses remain on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because even though he's the Hulk now, he still needs vision correction.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, that's unusual. And he's like, is it? It's a fucking hell mouth, but okay. And then he's like, maybe there's something going on, like a thing.
Ah.
Maybe there's someone that's having a vampire convention. Or a vervention, as I call it. Or a convampire.
Now that's a convenient vampire.
That's a vampire who owns a convenience store. But yeah, they all think that something bad is happening. And it is happening because bad vampires are plotting.
Yes, in a shocking turn of events.
Yeah, they're like, they're all like rallying around the like anointed one, I guess, because he's obviously still alive.
Yes, little child friend.
Yeah, little still child there. Friend, Carrie Mary. And they're plotting to revive the master.
Yes, his love is their only desire.
Gotta walk on through the night.
Yeah.
That's Lulu's bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a bunch of vampires digging up the underwhelming villain from season one.
I thought he was an awesome villain.
I like Spike so far.
What do you think of his accent, by the way?
I think his accent is good enough. I like his girlfriend's accent.
Drusilla.
Yeah. Crazy old Maurice.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about her.
I
like her more now than I did back then. I remember back then I thought she's ridiculous and her accent's stupid.
I like her vibe.
Oh, Mrs. Edith. Oh. Yeah. Oh, you can't play with your teacups today. Anyway, fucking hell. So Buffy has bad dreams. But she wakes up and Angel's in her room.
And he tells her that vampires are gathering, and she's like, duh.
Yeah, he takes her tongue out. I'm going to say he takes his tongue out. He takes her tongue out and says, Buffy, vampires are gathering. She's like, He's like, this is not Home Improvement, Buffy. Anyway, so, you know, Tim Allen. God. Anyway, Buffy is the show we're talking about.
Ostensibly, yes.
Yes. Should we talk about something else? Should we talk about like ER instead?
George Clooney.
Yeah. And he goes to operate on someone, but then they die.
I have now said the extent of what I know about the show.
Same.
ER.
Same.
That was good. That was a good sidebar. That was good ER sidebar.
Yeah, ER sidebar. A recurring. Yeah. A recurring segment. I'm funny. Yes.
This week on ER sidebar, George Clooney. Back
someone
to the
someone hand me the defibrillator. Beep. Back to regular programming. Anyways.
Vampires are digging up the master.
Yeah.
And they're terrible at digging, but that's fine. He was only buried a few inches under the soil anyway.
Right. And then... So they'll go to the Bronze like, later that day. They go for an afternoon tea at the Bronze. And like, by the way, I love the band that plays in this episode. And Buffy gets Xander to dance with her, and she sort of like riles him up. And then she's like, did I ever thank you for saving my life? And he's like, no. And she's like, don't you wish I would? Mm. And then she walks out and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then Cordelia comes out and is like, don't be a bitch, Buffy. She's like, why? As reigning champion, you're nervous? And then she's like, you're going to have no friends left by the end of today. She's like, why? And Cordelia's like,
why? Why, Cordelia?
Because I'm going to get them all into a car, and I'm going to get drunk, and I'm going to drive us off a bridge.
And I'm going to record a mixtape to Eminem as I do it.
I'm trying to get hold of this British singer called Dildo. Have you heard of her?
My tea's gone cold, Buffy.
And you know what I'm wondering, Buffy? Oh, God. And then
yeah.
Buffy walks by.
Cordelia gets, like, swiped.
Yeah, vamp-napped.
Vamp. Yeah, she gets vamp-swiped.
And then she gets thrown into, like, a warehouse with the unconscious body of Jenny Calendar.
Yeah, Cordelia gets kidnapped a lot.
Does she?
She gets, like, ends up being the captive one who needs rescuing quite a lot, I feel.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, this is the second time in like past like three episodes.
Yeah.
And she gets kidnapped the next episode as well.
And she gets kidnapped in the one with the fraternity.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Maybe she just likes it.
She fucking loves it.
Fucking loves being kidnapped, didn't she?
Yeah. Those chains, those shackles.
And then Buffy walks past the master's grave and sees it empty, and she's like, oh, heebie-jeebies.
Oh, there should be bones in there.
Yeah, that's a good song title.
What, there should be bones in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
I feel like you would probably do lead vocal on that one. It feels like a guitar-y, angsty kind of song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cream of hands.
Then the others are kind of worried about Buffy because, like, everything that she's possessed.
Oh, yeah. There must be. It's the only explanation for it.
Yeah. And she comes along. She's like, the master's grave is empty. And Giles is like, why? So I don't know why. And then Willow's like, well, maybe it's because. And Buffy's like, maybe a little less talk than civilians, please. And Xander's like, that's enough. But then Snyder comes
slaps her around the mouth.
Yeah. Sticks a stake in her mouth.
How do you like it?
It's not chocolate, Buffy. It's wood.
Yeah, this wasn't the kind of steak I wanted.
Yes. Is it rare?
No, we got loads of them.
Anyway, what was you saying, Giles? But yeah, later that day, they meet in the library and Giles has discovered the ritual of St. Peter. St. George and the Dragon.
Yeah.
And he's like, they need something about... Oh, they're going to revive the master. They need the blood of the people closest to him. And Buffy's like, well, I'm the closest to him. He, like, killed me and I killed him. Yeah, a rock comes through the window. And she catches it. It's like, ooh, look at you in your Slayer agility.
Yeah.
And she recognises Cordelia's bracelet around it somehow, even though she's never looked at Cordelia's wrist. Apart from when Cordelia was furiously jerking her off.
Apart from when she was in up to her wrist.
Oh, good. Cordula left this bracelet in me last time we were together, and so I recognise it, and it's still goopy, which is why it's stuck to the rock.
But it looks clean.
Yes, because Slayer vaginal fluid.
Angel told me he could smell it.
He said he smelled it and tasted it. He said it tasted like a fishy Bic pen lid. But here we are, and the note says, come to the bronze or Cordelia dies. No, Cordelia, come to the bronze or we make her a meal. And Vizana's like, they're going to cook her dinner.
Yeah.
So then Buffy goes, and Willow's like, Buffy, it's a trap. Buffy's like, look, I gotta go, I'm a slur. And so she goes, and then there's a vampire there, and then Buffy and Angel were there, and Buffy's like, Angel, what are you doing here? And he's like, I follow you wherever you go. But yeah, they're like, no, it's why I only send one vampire here. And then they're like, oh, it's a trap. And then Giles is like, back at the library, Giles is like, oh no, the ritual means not those who are closest emotionally, those who are physically closest, when he looks up.
Oh, it's not a trap for Buffy, it's a trap for us.
And then fucking Buffy comes back and Xander's all beaten up, like a beaten up thing.
Oh yeah, and they've taken Giles and Willow.
Yeah, Gillet and Willow.
Gillet and Willet.
Oh, Xander, where's Willet and Gillet?
Yeah, or Buffet.
But he's like, whatever your problem is, I officially don't care. If you'd have listened to us, this never would have happened. She's like, yeah, you're right. Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah. Nah, fair enough, mate. Yeah, shit.
Anyway, can you apply this Vaseline to my lips? They're feeling chapped. And he's like, okay. She's like, no, not those lips.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. Look, I rode a seesaw all the way here, and...
It did not have wheels or anything. Do you know how long it took?
And he's like, oh, okay. And she's like, but look me in the eyes when you're doing it. And he's like, okay. I want you to look me in the eyes, put your other hand on my shoulder.
For leverage.
Oh, God. Anyway, so after that, fucking hell.
They go to...
the bronze again to torture the vampire that Angel's been looking after.
Yeah, they like fucking waterboard her or something.
Yeah, I remember when she took her cross off, I was like, what she should do is put this in her mouth. And then she did, and I was like, rock on, Buffy.
Wow, yeah.
I was like, ooh.
Some good torture in there, girl. Yeah. Textbook.
So she does, and the vampire obviously talks because they get to a warehouse because they've got like the four that they've kidnapped strung above the bones of the master. I think they're going to like bloodlet them, and then the blood brings the master back, whatever. And Xana's like, what are you going to do, Buffy? Yeah. She's like, I'm going to kill them all. She does it in that like shit-eating way she says stuff I don't like.
Mm.
I'm like, all right, but she does do impressive kung fu fighting.
She does, well, yeah, yeah, as she is wont to do. Yeah.
She stakes them all, she sets fire to one, and she pounds the master's bones with her mallet.
Yeah, she smashes up master bones.
Yeah, not her mallet, she didn't bring a mallet with her, like a comic book villain.
Yeah. She just reaches her hand behind her back and this is the sound effect goes like and she smashes up the master's bones like whack-a-mole.
Yeah. So she's smashes it out and she starts crying in Angel's shoulder.
Yeah.
And she's like, ah, oh, dry your eyes, mate. Anyway, and then next day at school, Buffy's like, she goes into the classroom nervous. She's like, and Willow and Xander are like, hey, Buffy, we saved you a seat.
Yeah.
So they give her a lollipop and a pat on the back.
She chokes on the lollipop.
Yeah. They watch.
Yeah.
And Willow's like, I'm the Slayer now. And thus end.
Thus end.
And then we careen into some assembly required.
Some assembly required. Yeah.
I wonder what that is in Russian. Should we do all the titles in Russian?
All the titles in Russian. That was the plan, I think, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, look at you remembering things.
Yeah, I know.
Some assembly required.
Необходимо провести определенную сборку. Необходимо провести определенную сборку.
Oh, fuck
it. Oh, right. Good luck with that.
By the time it gets to the end, I can't remember how.
Yeah, same.
Let me try and do the last bit.
Необходимо провести определенную сборку. Conversion of assembly.
Conversion of assembly.
That's not bad at all.
You've at least got a word.
Yeah.
In both.
Необходимо провести определенную сборку.
Необходимо провести.
We need to get through.
We do, Tom, so let's carry
on. Yeah, that wasn't a translation. It was just telling us.
So Buffy in the graveyard waiting for a vamp and Angel visits. He's like, I bought you a box of chocolates. And she's like, I don't eat chocolate. He's like, what'd you eat? And she's like, dick.
And he's like, ooh. I lost mine.
And by that, I mean my blood doesn't circulate in the way a normal man's does. So I can only make it hard by...
using this hand pump.
Yeah. Using a hand pump and a pipe cleaner with some sellotape. And she's like, ugh. And then they argue about something. Can't remember what. It was something stupid. And a vampire appears and she kills it. And then they continue fighting and then she chases after Angel, but she falls into an open grave.
Yeah, and then they conclude that someone was like dragged from this grave or something.
Yeah, she's like, look at those drag marks. And he's like, what's that? And she's like, oh, I can't make that joke come together in my head.
I think I know where you're going there.
Anyway, next day in La Bibliothèque, Giles is practicing asking out Jenny. He's like, do you, Yahoo? And Buffy's like, Giles, what are you doing? Yeah. He's like, oh, doing nothing. I was just practicing making an omelette.
Can't make an omelette without breaking a few eggs, Buffy.
Yes, so I was going to punch Jenny in her uterus. Do you think that'll work? And Buffy's like, no, why don't you just say, let's have a thing, let's go do a thing. How do you feel about Mexican? Just like, about Mexicans? It's like Mexican food.
I don't think they have omelets in Mexican food. I think it's called, like, quesadilla or something.
Whatever it is, Buffy, I don't want it. So if something's hot and soggy, I would rather it be a vagina. She's like, Giles, I'm only 16. He's like, sorry, Buffy. I sometimes forget that I'm at least 20 years older than the rest of you here, and my language is not appropriate. Yeah. Do any of you even know what a Spanish fly is? Anyway, so they fucking give him pointers, and he's like, okay, I'm going to ask her out.
Yes.
Which I guess he does later. He goes to it, but then he fails, doesn't he?
Well, she sort of asks him out.
Yeah. He's like, do
you like Mexicans?
She's like, no. He's like, oh,
oh, so can I see your taco anyway?
Can I see your taco shell and maybe provide the meat filling?
Yeah, you can provide the sour cream.
I don't care if you're secreting Tabasco, as I like to call it.
Sour cream or salsa, either way.
But Willow is chatting to a guy at the science fair about science shit.
Oh, yeah, the guy who always wins the science fair.
Yes. Science fairs sound like so... We don't really have them in England, do we?
No.
But they always seem to have them at American high schools.
Yeah. It's the kind of thing that I feel like I could get into now, but that I wouldn't have as a kid.
I just don't know what I would invent.
Yeah. Well, that's the magic of it.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just have like a gun on a string. Like, this is my suicide machine. And some weird guy comes and starts taking like her picture and Cordelia's picture. Cordelia's like, why is the science fair mandatory this year?
Yeah.
My project's going to be, is a tomato a fruit or a vegetable? And some guy takes her phone. She's like, oh, dweeb.
Classic Cordelia.
Yeah. And then in the library, like, because Buffy's like, we found an empty grave. We need to find out who the grave belongs to. And Willow does find out who the grave belongs to.
Yes, she does. Yeah, by looking up stuff on the internet.
Yeah, she gets on the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
She's like, P-p-p-p-p. That's the sound of a keyboard. Right?
P-p-p-p-p-p.
Yeah. Or is it more like...
It's closer to that.
Yeah. Also, I highlighted my notes by accident.
I was going to say, I wonder what havoc you wrought on your phone just then.
Because imagine if I like accidentally wrote a sonnet. Oh, God. But yeah, they're like, it belongs to this girl who died in a car accident. And then Cordelia shows up and she starts talking out of nowhere about, like, how whenever she's around that boy at the science fair, it makes her feel weird because she used to date his brother and his brother died and she's not over it and blah, blah, blah. And everyone's like, Cordelia, shut up. And I'm like, yeah. That was a bit of a ham-fisted exposition, but okay.
I didn't pick up on how ham-fisted it was, but I believe it.
She did well with it. Like, it was her performance of it was great. It was just like the way it was written. I was like,
yeah, yeah.
That makes me feel weird and not nice.
Not weird in a nice way.
Yeah.
No.
See, after cheer practice, Cordelia gets pursued by Angel. She thinks he's a bad guy, but it's Angel. But she hides in a bin. And Angel's like, what are you doing in a bin? She's like, I thought you were a bad guy. And he's like, I'm not a bad guy.
I always get in a bin when there are bad guys around.
Yeah. Well, it's not a bad plan. But yeah, they find body parts. And so Cordelia and Angel go find the trio in the library. And they're like, body parts. And Buffy's like, body parts?
A body part?
Yeah. And Angel's like, there's not enough in there to make whole people. So Giles is like, oh, they must have taken other...
to make a whole people.
Yeah.
There's not enough in there to reconstruct a civilization.
There was three at most. Giles is like, oh, maybe they're harvesting separate body parts to do things. Obviously, if there's a demon that does this.
Yeah, so Giles does classic Giles and goes to his Giles books.
Yeah, the Giles
Mobile. Turns out, the Giles Mobile. The Biblio Giles.
A penny farthing. A penny farthing with a magnifying glass. Yeah.
It turns out the nerds are making a woman.
Yeah. It would look ghastly, whatever body parts you used.
Yeah, for sure. I guess that ends up being Frank and Bro's whole thing, doesn't it? Yeah. You will look ghastly like me, so you'll never want to go out.
Yeah, I guess so. I wonder if they used, like, apart from a woman of, like, different ethnicities.
I feel like there were slightly different skin tones, but whether they were just tanned or not, you know.
Yeah, probably. There's almost no black people in this show.
Yeah.
So they're like, let's check out the locker, see if anyone's being worried. That's it, because they're like, who could do this? Like, demons, or there's no one smart enough to cut up bodies here. And then I was like, well, I could do it.
Yeah, fuck you. We said I couldn't cut up a body.
Yeah, look, she shoots Cordelia in the head, starts cutting her up. She's like, look, I severed this leg without damaging the femoral artery.
This could be reattached to another body.
Yeah, but she does. She does it right there, sews it back on. Blows into Cordelia's mouth and pumps her chest. And Cordelia comes back and she's fine.
Yeah.
She just got an extra hole in her head.
which the boys just love.
They can hold her like a bowling ball. Anyway. So they're like, let's go check out the lockers of the boys who also might be able to do this. They do, and they find fucking like weird like books on anatomy.
Yeah, in the locker that belongs to smart science guy from earlier.
Yeah, Bill Nye, the science guy.
Bill Nye, science guy, yeah.
And then we get a cutaway to the bod to Chris and Eric, the photographer guy, with a body. And he's like, oh, look at the body. And Eric's like, oh, the body.
Oh, how is my beautiful body. Baby girl?
Oh, that's me beautiful baby girl.
Oh, that's me beautiful baby girl. She's not your baby girl.
Yeah, but she needs a head. He's like, you know, we could just kill someone to get their head. And Chris's like, no.
Chris's like, no, man. Not killing anyone, bro.
No. We need someone to die naturally or get hit by a car that we happen to be driving.
If we hit them with our car, they will die of natural causes.
Or even better yet, if they accidentally get crushed by a vending machine. Below the neck, of course. Then we just simply take the head off. It'll already be cut by the top of the vending machine. Or even better, by the glass that shatters from the vending machine. Even better yet, we get a free pack of Rolos.
Would you share your last one with me? No, of course not.
We put our last one in the head's mouth. That make it extra lucky. And then fucking obviously Chris's brother, the zombie brother, Zom brother, as we call him.
Yes, or Frankenbro, as I
Rob Zombie.
Rob Zombie.
No, Tom, I know the name. he comes out of the hiding and he's like, is my girlfriend ready yet? And he's like, no, man. He's like, you promised me I wouldn't be alone. He's like, yeah, you won't be alone. I promise we'll do something.
You gotta kill someone for me, bro.
Yeah, kill now.
I'm dying here.
Yeah, and I really want a packet of Rolos. He's like, okay, I guess
see the state of my Frankenboner? Oh.
It's bisected right down the middle. Oh, God. These staples are not holding up, Chris. And Buffy goes to Chris's house and, like, discovers... I thought this bit was weird because Buffy goes to his house, finds his secret, like, dungeon where the zombie brother is. And zombie brother almost creeps up on her and Buffy doesn't sense it. And I was like,
Yeah, I thought that as well. Like, where have her Slayer senses gone? Because he can't have that much, like, subtlety about him.
Yeah, I think anyone would just feel that in the room.
Yeah.
You smell it, at least.
Yeah.
Anyway, she hears something and hightails out of there very impressively. And I was like, ooh, look at you.
Yeah.
You can't smell shit or sense shit, but you can jump shit.
That makes no sense. God. Jeez, Buffy. If your legs work, why doesn't your nose work? Crap.
It's like I had a cold. Like, fair enough.
Yeah, well, that explains it then.
Yeah. I'd rather you had a tissue to indicate that in the scene then. Or a tampon in each nostril. Anyway, Buffy tries to talk to Chris. After Eric fucking kidnaps Cordelia, because Chris doesn't really want to go through the plan, but his weird friend Eric does. But he's like, he doesn't feel good, and then Buffy discovers them and does this really impressive kick. I was like, that's awesome. And he's like, Chris, whatever you're doing, stop it. And he's like, I can't. My brother needs a girlfriend.
Her brother needs a girlfriend.
Yeah. And then they discover fucking Chris. No, Eric and the zombie brother have got Cordelia strapped to a gurney.
Cordelia's like, shit, I'm gonna fucking kill.
And Buffy rises and pow-pows, and then a fire starts, and Cordelia's screaming, and Xander and Willow and Giles show up as well.
Yeah.
Because Giles was out on a date seeing the big game with Jenny Callender.
Oh, yeah, because he loves American football.
Yeah.
Loves the way that the men collide with each other.
Yes, the way that their sweat ripples off their muscles and lands in the mouth of the man behind them, and just the smell of that aerobicized butt crack, it just, oh, Jenny.
I know exactly what you mean, Jenny. Thank you so much for bringing me to this game,
Jenny. How about some Mexican? Anyway, they all show up because they're all in the vicinity, and Xander tries to get,
they're all always in the vicinity of everything.
Xander rescues Cordelia by riding her out of there like a surfboard because he can't undo the straps in time.
Yep.
Because the fire is ravaging the place. But then the fire ravages the body of the, like, almost there zombie girl, and brother zombie's like, no, my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And runs into the fire.
Yeah.
Buffy and Angel go for a walk later that day, night even.
Yes.
And Angel's like, I'm sorry for not being cool, Buffy. Buffy's like, it's cool.
He's like, no, it wasn't. That was my whole point.
Yeah, but she's like, no, it's cool now.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it is a rather chilly night. She's like, no, it's cool, as in, like, awesome, but, like, understated, you know? It's like, I'm not from this century, Buffy. I don't know what you're talking about. She's like, you're the one who fucking said cool. It's like, I meant that I was acting in a way that was hot and aggressive, so I'm sorry for not being cool in my temperament. She's like, I hate you, Angel. She stakes him, he turns into dust. And she sniffs it up. She's like, I hate you, but now you'll always be a part of me. When she goes to hospital because she's got bronchitis. Yeah.
She got vamp lung.
Dust end. And then we go to school hard.
Yes.
So Buffy's in the principal's office with some girl called Sheila. Sheila? And Principal Snyder's like, both of you are bad. So do you know what's going to be your punishment? Buffy's like, I don't know. Have you got to service you right here, right now? And he's like, I didn't think of that. If I...
But good idea.
Yeah. Do you think you'd tell your parents?
Because if you did, they would be mad.
And Buffy's like, how about we just organize the parents' night instead? He's like, fine then. It's not what I had in mind, but I guess so. So he's like, yo, two are going to do like the decorations for the parent-teacher night. And if you don't do it, then someone's going to get expelled. Or even worse, expelled. And they're like, ugh. And shit is like a total like fucking burnout. So Buffy's like, so Sheila, should we like get together before school or after school and do some banners or something? And she's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. I'm going to go and smoke with my boyfriend on his motorcycle.
Yeah, he's like 30 and he wears sunglasses at night.
Yeah, while riding his motorcycle.
We've been in crashes, but it's okay. Only school kids die.
That's why I don't have any legs, Buffy.
That's why I come to school every day strapped to this skateboard.
It's not just because it looks awesome.
Sometimes I tape a fire extinguisher to the back and it makes me go real fast. But only for 30 seconds.
And then end up covered in white foam.
And then it cuts to later that night and fucking a car crashes through the Welcome to Sunnydale sign and some cool fucking goth boots step out and a big leather jacket and it's Spike with his blonde hair and cheekbones. He's like, home sweet home.
Home sweet home, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then title sequence. Duh. We haven't done a title sequence bit this episode.
No.
Sound effects, sound effects. There was like in one episode there's a random sound effect of when she fires like the crossbow, it went like oh god. Anyway, so fucking hell, we get cut to Spike in the 90s warehouse that I guess he pays rent for. He's talking to other vampires and they're talking about how someone needs to like replace the master as like king of the vampires or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the 90s like, oh, someone needs to kill the Slayer.
My God.
He's like, I'm going to kill the Slayer. And then Spike and Drew Sidney, Spike shows up and he's like, hey, guys, I'm Spike. I'm from England.
And I'm going to kill the Slayer.
Yeah, because some guy tries, one of the vampires tries to rush him. And I think, does he just knock him out or kill him? He does something. Don't
know. He does something cool and spiky.
You got a Slayer problem. I'll sort that out for you.
I'll sort out your Slayer problem, mate.
And then Drusilla fucking appears in the background. He's fucking spooky, ill girlfriend. She's like, Spike. Something happened. I feel weird.
I feel weird.
Drusilla, you shouldn't be out of bed, love. He's like, oh, something's happening, Spike. I've had a vision, the Slayer, something. He's like, oh, okay. Anyway, so if I give it's like me and Drusilla are moving in.
They're like, oh Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus. He's speaking a funny accent. Where's he from?
We better take him seriously.
It sounds like it might be British, but also Yugoslavia. Yeah. Anyway, fucking hell. Joyce says that she got a notice in the mail about parent-teacher night, and Buffy's like, fuck.
Fuck.
She's like, have I got something to worry about, Buffy?
And she's just like, fuck.
Yeah, fuck, Joyce, fuck.
Now.
We'll do a sexy dance first. So Buffy puts on her vintage belly dancing music, and Joyce strips off. With a little skirt with like the coins attached. Does like a little ding 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 dance. Buffy's like, I'm not satisfied. Just like what we were satisfied with them, Buffy. Buffy's like, you know what?
So Spike comes into the bronze with a clever ruse and says, there's a guy outside trying to bite someone.
Yeah, but he sees which one of them runs. He's like, that's the Slayer.
Yeah.
And I was like, what if no one ran? Then you have to go to every club in town. There's only one club in town there, isn't there?
It's a small town. Small Wouldn't town. Take him long to get to the other clubs.
Yeah, he steps outside, turns right, there it is.
Yeah. The silver.
Oh, God. And Buffy slays the vampire, but before she does, the vampire says, like, Spike, give me a hand here.
Yeah.
So she knows his name. And Spike comes out of the shadows and he's like, clapping.
Slow claps her.
Yeah. It's like, well done, Slayer. Blah, blah, blah. And Buffy's like, who are you? And he's like, I'm the one who's going to kill you.
On Saturday. Yeah. Not right now.
Saturday night. Daddy, I feel the air daddy, is getting daddy, hot. Like you, Buffy. And I thought Buffy should have just started fighting him then, but she doesn't.
Yeah, she doesn't. She's like, okay, well, Saturday it is.
Yeah.
He was very insistent.
So, like, they speak to Giles in the library, and Giles is like, Saturday is the night of St. Vigils, or whatever. This vampire saint who did the thing on a Saturday, I guess.
Yeah.
And so vampires like to do things to honour that, I guess. And Buffy's like, ah, symbolism. And then Buffy and Giles like, Buffy, you need to prepare. Giles, I got to prepare for the parent-teacher night. He's like, oh, fine, Buffy. Oh, Buffy.
And Angel tells her that Spike's very dangerous. Once he sets out to do something,
he commits
all his will and doesn't stop until it's done. And I'm like, just like Twilight again.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that, but yeah.
Well, there really is only one vampire story.
Yeah. So fucking Sheila, Buffy's companion for the parent-teacher night preparations, is out one night and Spike.
Oh, is that her name?
Yeah, I know, right?
I thought you just made that up.
No, it's her name, Sheila.
She goes to see fucking Sheila.
But yeah, he sort of like, he entices her to follow him, basically, and she does because she likes bad boys.
Yeah, and he is a bad boy.
Yeah, bad boy, what are you going to do? Anyway, so fucking back at the vamp mansion. Drusilla's arranging her dolls. It's like, oh, Mrs. Edith, you've been a bad girl today. You can't watch. You have to turn around and look up the skirt of the doll behind you, I guess. That's your punishment,
while Mistress Dorothy spanks you with a paddle.
If you're lucky, I'll give you a slice of cheese later. Anyway, so fucking... Spike comes back and he's like, Drusilla, you shouldn't be up and about, love. He's like, oh, but Spike, I had a bad dream. I dreamt that, I don't know, there's a terrible crash in the stock market. And he's like, Drusilla, don't worry about that.
There's a terrible crash in the stock market. My mind was all a quiver.
My fanny was all shivering. He's like, do you mean your British fanny or American fanny? He's like, what do you think, Spike? He's like, I don't know, love.
They're very close together.
Yeah. He's like, oh, Drusilla, you're not healthy, love. You need to lie down. Why don't you have something to eat? And then we cut to Sheila, like, with her fucking gag in her mouth and chained to the wall. And then Drusilla's like, oh, yes. Oh, yes, Spike. So she takes Sheila off the wall when she looks at Mrs. Edith. She's like, Mrs. Edith, you've been a bad girl, so you don't get to watch. And it cuts back and Drusilla's all vamped out. And then Sheila's like, and then Drusilla goes to like bite her face, it seems. And then it cuts away and I was like, but that was a gnarly death.
Drusilla.
Yeah.
Getting real in there.
Yeah.
Crazy old Maurice.
Anyway, everyone's helping Buffy prep in the library. They're greasing her up using forceps and a pair of bellows.
Just inflating her full of air.
Buffy's cutting up a cucumber into the biggest chunks I've ever seen. I was like, I don't think so, love, but all right.
Why is she cutting up a cucumber?
To put as like a garnish to the fucking food she's put out for the PTN. Because she's cutting tomatoes as well.
Ah.
So fucking hell, the PTN starts, parent-teacher night.
Yes.
And Joyce arrives. She's like, is it parent-teacher night? I was like, it is parent-teacher night. That's why you're here.
Post-testicular.
Like, neuropathy. It's when your balls are just ejaculated, so your brain dies. And I was like, oh.
Oh, I had a PTN.
No, that explains it. I thought I'd just fallen down the stairs wrong and...
calmed myself.
That's what we say in England, Buffy. I calmed myself. So Joyce shows up. Principal Snyder is like, are you Buffy's mom? She's like, obviously. And he's like, come to the office with me. Yeah. And then Buffy's like, fuck.
And then we don't see the scene, but we can imagine
Joyce
what
comes
she
out. She's like, Buffy, you home now. Buffy's like, fuck.
Not now, Buffy.
Yeah. But like right here, yes, next to the fruit punch.
Next to this terrible sangria you made with tomatoes in it.
Anyway, the lights go out and then fucking vamps attack. And it's Spike and the others. Spike's like, what can I say? I couldn't wait.
What can I say?
What can I say, Buffy?
It was a PTN.
So Buffy takes all the parents, shoves them in the room, is like, let's stay in here.
Yeah. So there's a couple of groups. Giles and
Jenny go to the library and barricade themselves in.
The
Willow and Cordelia. Yeah. The laboratorium.
Mm.
Dexter's laboratory.
Yes.
They're like, oh, he's the smartest boy I've ever seen. Joyce's like, but Dee Dee Blows is its moments for me.
Look, there she is now.
And then Willow and Cordelia hide in the janitor's closet.
Yes.
And then, yeah, so Buffy the principal and the mum and stuff are in Mum and Stuff. That's her new name for now. They hide in like a classroom. And then Snyder's like, we need to get out of here. We need to climb out the window. And Buffy's like, no. And then Snyder's like, you don't tell me what to do. And Buffy like pulls him down. And then she's like, if you go out there, they'll kill you. Everyone stays here. And he's like, And then Buffy's like, I need to go outside. And Buffy's like, and then her mom's like, no, Buffy, you can't. Like, I know that you, like, you're good at fighting and stuff, but these men are serious. And Buffy's like, I'll be fine, Mom. And then she climbs up through the roof. And I was like, aw, ain't she good?
Oh, she's bloody good, she is, isn't she? We get a sort of hint at the end that Principal Snyder sort of knows things.
Yeah, which is like, that is a kind of a thing that is not definitely explored, but he's never surprised by like supernatural things that happen.
But he can't know that much because he wants to go outside.
I wonder if he didn't know who they were until that guy dies, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
And then he's like, oh.
But he's already said.
Or maybe he was just like, I just would rather get out of here than wait.
I guess, because he's already said it's a gang on PCP, which turns out is their, like, stock excuse.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe he just thought they could get away in that moment, you know. Xander's in the library as well. And Giles
Xander's
like, Xander,
in the library.
Xander's in the library.
With a pipe.
I was going to say that. So Giles like, Xander, get out the back and go find Angel. Get out my back. Xander, pull your penis out, put it away, and go find Angel. I'll keep myself open, just in case you want to revisit it later. I'll use this bookend in my anus to keep it stretched and wide. It might be a bit too loose by the time you get back, but no, there's more room for you and Angel, I guess. Jenny, if you want to put an arm in, you can as well. Maybe put on a glove like Laura Dern does in Jurassic Park. Then you can... You can see if I've eaten any West Indian lilac. So Snyder's like, no. So Buffy's in the roof.
Yes.
And she crashes into the library to get her weapons. And she's like, hey, I'm going to take them out one by one.
Yes.
Giles like, good luck, Buffy.
Well, jolly good plan, indeed.
Yes. Bring me back an ice cream, will you? She's like, what type? He's like,
I don't know, but that's the typical thing for anal injuries, isn't it?
Yes.
That's what they give Forrest Gump when he gets shot in the butt.
How about just one cornetto? Give it to me. So fucking Xander comes back with Angel, and Angel's like, I'm going to use you as bait.
Oh, yeah, and then Angel and Spike have a little reunion.
Yeah, he's like, Spike! He's like, oh, Angel, no, Angelus, bloody hell.
Hey, I do it, buddy.
Well, you did it.
You did it.
He's like, oh, you know, something, I brought a snack. And then they both, and he's like, should we partake? And they go to eat, and then Spike's like, and punches him. He's like, man, you thought I wouldn't know?
I would fall for your ruse.
Yeah, you were my sire. You were my Yoda. Anyway, so they run. In the meanwhile, someone has tried to escape the classroom that the parents were in and got killed.
Yeah, it got straight killed. Yeah,
so Joyce is like, everyone stays here until
it's like a blender out there. Oof. You just got mashed.
Fucking Sheila turns up. Turns out she's a vamp. Buffy stakes another vampire in front of her. Sheila runs away. So fucking Buffy and Spike face off, basically.
Yeah.
And they fight, and Spike almost kills her, and then Joyce hits him in the head with an axe. She's like, get the hell away from my daughter.
Oh, yeah. And then Spike's like, shit, her mom's here, and runs away.
He's like, damn, I can't handle two women of childbearing age.
Next Saturday it is.
So he fucks off. And then Buffy's like, oh, thank God, Mom. Then the cops show up and they have that little combo with Snyder.
Oh, yeah. And there's like, you give the usual thing. It was a gang on PCP.
Yeah. And then Snyder's like, of course. What else do we do? Tell them the truth? The cop's like, okay, gang on PCP. And then Buffy and Joyce are walking home. And then Buffy's like, you know, Mom, about whatever Principal Snyder would have said to you, blah, blah, blah. No, like, what did he say about me? And Joyce is like, he said that you were a fucking fuck up, basically. Just like, but I don't care.
In those exact words.
Yeah. He said, Buffy's a fucking fuck up. But I don't care, Buffy. I've got a daughter who's resourceful and can take care of herself and thinks about others in a crisis. I was like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And she's like, fair play, Buff. You done well.
Yeah.
You done all right.
Gives her a pat on her tush. Anyway, Spike is all sullen. And then the anointed is like, you failed. And Spike's like, I don't give a fuck. He takes the anointed, puts him in a cage, hoists him up into a sunbeam.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
I didn't get that. I feel like the sunbeam wasn't clear. He just sort of evaporated.
I think the whole thing, because we don't ever see the anointed vamp out, I think that's a big, like, you don't always remember that he's a vampire.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's like a shaft of light shining in through the warehouse window.
I didn't get that. I didn't understand what happened to him at all. I saw that he wasn't in the cage, and then there was a bit of like smoke and stuff. I was like, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Spike's like, Drusilla, I think we're going to like this town. Or new people are moving in. Or we're the king and queen of this place now.
Yes.
Or we're fucking Bill and Hillary Clinton of this presidency. And then they walk off back to the bedroom to probably boink in front of Miss Edith.
Yeah.
And that's the end.
And Willow and Cordelia are still in the cupboard.
Oh, yeah. That I love that.
Yeah.
But yeah, fucking Das End.
Das End. You know what we didn't do this episode?
Anything funny?
We didn't see what school hard is in Russian.
School is hard.
Школа тяжелая.
Oh, fuck.
Школа тяжелая.
School тяжелая.
You're a big loser.
Fuck it out. Anyway.
Wow.
God.
You just got told.
Yeah. Come check us out on our fucking Instagram, guys, at Poorly Read Pod. So you get funny memes from Tom every week, where you find out all the latest news about our Poorly Read Patreon, which is patreon.com/poorlyread, where we do our special series, Poorly Read the Movies, where we make, not make fun. We do make fun.
Sometimes.
Not make fun of, make fun with your favourite films.
Yeah.
$3.99 a month, 2 episodes a month.
Unless they're shit or have stupid bits, then we make fun of those.
Yeah, but we try not to do that now because we realise it doesn't make good content.
Yes.
What else can we do?
They can fucking head over to poorlyread.redbubble.com, get themselves some fucking midget, and see what's going on over there. See if there's anything you like.
Yeah, and give us a fucking 5-star review on the podcast app of your choice. Yes. Most likely Apple Podcasts. That's the only one that matters. And yeah, it helps people find us. Helps us stay in the zeitgeist, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. And without further ado, I've been Gifton.
And I have been Tom.
And Buffy's been mushy.
Bye.